Okay, so feeling better emotionally, mentally, and just came across some things noteworthy of recording Vanessa. And so we've been doing the most to get out of that funk. Once we stop feeling sorry for ourselves, more importantly, when life started making fun of us through other people and content and television, etc. And we are just trying not to be over it and negative so much, you know? And so these things are happening. Most specifically, we're talking to somebody we love and they're saying stuff, and very lightly, not even intentionally, we do that thing where we're just like trying to help them be positive. And then they look us dead in the eye and say, "I'm tired of being positive. I don't want to do that. It doesn't help." And they go on to that whole feel like we did a couple episodes ago. We were crying about nothing. And it occurred to us, more so than ever, that this is the trap. This is the hamster wheel again. We are just getting stuck in it. And there's so many reasons, so many excuses, some of them valid, genuinely concerning. And yeah, normal people would be like, okay, sure, I could see how this is a problem. However, how long are we going to keep fucking doing this song and dance, even after we know it doesn't fucking work? Like, it sucks here. Fine. We get over it. We hate it. We sulk. And we do that whole thing that victim mentality has taught us. And it's not helpful. I always so much time and energy. And really, we just need to dial it back. And I know it's annoying and obnoxious, but the reality is we didn't wake up and land so deep in this shit. This took years of conditioning and habits, behaviors, mentalities to further cocoon us down into this sinking shit. And even though we're basically only in through the legs, we're still getting sunk in and allowing it. Until we literally have to force ourselves out of the funk, just pining for reasons, any little reason we can take to stay optimistic and keep moving forward. And it's in these moments mostly where we realize we're just becoming another rat in the race. And we don't want to race this fucking shit. Right? Isn't that what we said? Fuck this race. We're looking for something else now. Because we know where this race leads. Nowhere. And it takes so much goddamn effort and energy to get fucking nowhere but deeper into this bullshit. And as per usual, nobody's here to save us and take us out of the wreckage and be our knight in shining armor. Because guess what, bitch? Even if they did, we would resent them eventually and hate them and be unhappy, because this is an us problem that only we can really fix. And it's obnoxious and suffocating and all the things. But it's very clear. Nobody's gonna fucking save us here. And the most we get is the most we could hope for right now, which is genuine love and support. Okay, and then we're drowning ourselves in our self-help again to further remind us who we decided we were becoming and to encourage us to keep becoming this regardless of how shitty it feels and looks and is, because we already know that the other way has nothing for us to gain at all. And again, we face some, what is it, backlash? That's not the word, but resistance. There we go. From people around us trying to make fun or make light or convince us to stop. And again, it just sparks that flame in us that got us on this journey in the first place. The one that decided to no longer allow people and things outside of us to control us and what we do, how we think, how we're doing it, and who we're choosing to become. It is more apparent than ever that we are that fucking needle in a haystack. We can just lay here and die like the rest of us have. Or just fucking fight every goddamn day as much as we can to not do that, to not go down this route where we already know there's nothing for us. And we know we look stupid. We feel stupid. Things feel imaginary and impossible. Great. Fucking great. It's still better than this bullshit that we allow ourselves to succumb to. We just need to tighten up our shit. Just keep it together, because we feel like what's happening is we just like let it go. We're chill. And then it escalates and then we're unraveled. And we just need to get better about stopping this process. And don't get us wrong, bitch. We've come so far and this is fantastic. It used to take us fucking months, sometimes years, to get back on track. Still, it's not good enough. And admitting that truth is not saying we're not good enough. This is the distinction we have to continually make until we are sure. And the weirdest thing is the more resistance we get from the outside world, the clearer it becomes to us just how far we go off course. And we just need to reel it back, reel it in. And even though it feels like every day's the same and nothing changes, we just can't believe that. We can't. Okay, and we've put in so much goddamn work and effort to balance the scales, we feel, and with a couple other things to help us know for sure, that we've paid our karmic debts. Five solid years of this is not nothing. Even though it feels like it, even though everyone and everything wants to continue to push that narrative on us, we don't have to accept it. We can refuse. And we do. I don't know why we're still fucking trying, except for nothing else makes us happy and fulfilled. Unless we take control of our life and make shit happen. Nobody's showing us or telling us, at least not directly. Good. Great. We just need to stay focused and keep doing the impossible, which is proving to ourselves that we are better than our environment and the things around us, constantly trying to box us in somewhere we don't fucking fit and we don't want to fit. And it's like, things are helping us now. I know that there's a lot of factors contributing to this, like changing our mindset, intentionally focusing on positive shit, listening to people whose mindset we want and admire and respect. But life, no matter how small it feels, no matter how insignificant, it is conspiring with us. And as much as we fall down still and lose sight of the goal and panic and just do that poor victim mentality shit, there's always things around us reminding us why we can't stop. Why we shouldn't stop. And it's fucking so stupid here. I still hate it. I still hate it. With a fiery passion. More every day. Still. Doesn't change the fact that we need to keep moving and keep doing and keep growing. Doing what is right and just. Ensuring above all else that our character is not just intact, but fucking solidified with integrity and honor and all the good shit we constantly dream about. And speaking of, we're seeing all this positive shit when we're online, even though we're mostly trying not to be. We do dabble here and there until we get the little kicks of positivity we need, but don't realize we need. We see this video of Jocko Willink. I think that's his name. Fuck, I hope I don't butcher it again because I have so much respect for him. Because he talks about, as a leader, how when his people come to him with problems, he doesn't do anything except say, good. Fucking great. Forcing his people to scramble about figuring out their own solutions. Well, he's just a pillar of strength and confidence and support. Only to explain eventually to said people that all this bullshit happens regardless. So why not see the silver lining and accept that life and people and things are forcing us to be better, to get better. Forcing us to step out of our comfort zone and level up. So that we can continue to build strength and skills. And all that's fucking necessary. To be an individual worth fucking knowing. and being. Knowing there's no fucking cure all for this bullshit. Except that within our own fucking mind and imaginings. And we have full control over that. We get to decide if this is going to deplete us or invigorate us. We get to decide if we're going to fucking champion on or be a little coward ass bitch and cry. There's nothing fucking wrong with crying. Just don't be a little bitch about it. Keep moving forward. Keep seeing the light. The possibilities. Even though it feels like time is flying by, we're just getting older and more useless. We have to fight these feelings and thoughts. Because we are what we think about all day long. And are we or are we not in control of our mind? Does our mind only think about what we allow it to think about or not? Because we can't do both. And we shouldn't fucking waste any more time on that bullshit. And this is the thing. Like, maybe the outside world and people make it look easy. Like, you just flip the switch and now you're successful all of a sudden. But it's not like that. We know this for a fact. We've done a bunch of homework on ultra successful people to know that that is a goddamn lie. There's no such thing as overnight success. In the way that people with victim mentality assume. Like, you don't just snap your fingers and things happen. It's not manifestation tricks and then you get everything you want. This isn't Aladdin and we didn't rub a fucking lamp with a genie in it. And even if we did, ultimately, we realize that that is just a band-aid solution to a root problem that needs fixing. And this way is the way true warriors do it. And it's the only way we will do this. We don't want an easy out. We don't want quick fix. We want to be the fix, the change. Every fucking day. Just be about it genuinely. And we mostly do a really good job with this. We don't care what it looks like. Great. Because it looks like the exact fucking opposite of what we want still. And honestly, worse. Because time is passing. And all these things that lower over us just get heavier. And especially from the outside, we just look even more illusory and dumb. Great. Is that who we are? Is that who we're going to allow ourselves to fucking be? We can't. We can't. Not only is it incorrect, we personally will just hate every minute more being here, living inauthentically. And much better to be seen as an imbecile going nowhere than for that to be genuinely true. And it's not easy. Of course not. Aside from everything we just mentioned, we're watching people around us that we love just become depleted. Because they're in victim mentality mostly and cannot see that they are in the hamster wheel too, trying to drag us into it. Whether intentionally or inadvertently. And all we want to do is just cry. Because it's so depressing. And we're trying so hard. But we can't carry everybody if we're not even fucking carrying ourselves. That's not the way it's done. And it's so much easier to talk about this shit in a fucking fun way. Like, we're bossing up or whatever. We don't do this, but we know a lot of people do. And it's something completely different to actually be in the fucking trenches. Just shutting the fuck up. Never saying anything to people. For so many reasons. But mostly because we're just trying to get out of this shit permanently and build and work and develop and grow. And all we want to do is just crawl into a hole and die. And we feel fucking so useless. I mean, fucking, this is on repeat. We can either accept it or say fuck that and do whatever fucking takes to stop that goddamn fucking voice trying to infiltrate our mind and soul. It doesn't matter that nobody gets it because they're all where I look like I am. They've all been convinced that that's it. That's all there is. Not us. And when we started this shit, we told ourselves we would pay whatever fucking price. And again, saying and doing two fucking different worlds. And it's okay. We can do hard things. We were made for this shit. If not us in this fucking family line, then who? Who better than us? Us who can't fit in any fucking category that everybody else does. Us who refuses to believe that this is the only fucking way. And have seen the change that's possible. Through our own fucking efforts and will and determination and focus. And still, you are who you hang around with, right? The five closest people to you tell you who you are. And that's unfortunate. We made a plan with ourselves about what we will and will not do as far as letting people go. And until it becomes a dire fucking necessity to cut these people out, we will not do so. And we're also not going to use them as a crutch to blame our failures upon either. Because nobody asked us to fucking do this. Nobody believes we can fucking do this. And we're just dumb enough to keep fucking trying and keep trying to believe it. Until we're brainwashed into knowing for a fact it's happening. And we live there so much more often than we used to. Even though we still fall into this shit. Fine. We gotta get better. Getting better doesn't equal I'm a piece of shit. And that I, as a human, am a piece of shit. It just means we don't fucking know the technique yet for our desired success. And we just need to keep fucking trying shit until we do figure it out. We said it before, but we'll keep saying it until you get it through your head, bitch. Vanessa. Napoleon Hill was working, writing his book, Think and Grow Rich, for fucking years. I think it's like 20 years. But definitely at least 10. Just years not fucking earning any money, but figuring out a way to get next to prominent individuals. Individuals who trusted him enough to figure out the formula on how to think and fucking grow rich. And every fucking day of every year, he was harassed and made fun of and bullied. And look down upon, etc., etc. And the craziest but not surprising part, by people closest to him. Just telling him how he should be earning money and these people have enough to give it to him. Etc. Victim mentality talk. Thinking that you're owed shit is the way to be. Thinking you need to get paid before you actually do shit. Because what does Napoleon Hill say? You don't get paid for what you know. You get paid for what you do with what you know. And getting paid isn't even the best reward. Not for people who want to be ultra successful and independent thinkers. Okay, every day for years, this man was seen as a fucking joke. Still had a couple people in his corner keeping him going when it got tough, as it always does. I know that that's us. We're that person. Great. We gotta be it for ourselves. What else is fucking new? We gotta figure out how to do this in a not toxic way. Earl Nightingale, what did he say? Most people don't even know what they're doing. They're just doing things because other people are doing them. And that's the way they do it. When you enter a job, you don't even ask how to do the job correctly. People who've been there just tell you how to do it in the way that it's done because they want to keep cruising and not working too hard. Because they don't fucking realize that going above and beyond not only benefits you in the long term, but everybody else also. We know how to do that. Sure, we're trying to figure out a balance because we give way too much to people who never get. give anything back. And we're not talking about money and material. We're just talking about fucking energy and consideration. And that's a me problem, again, as always. And we'll get better at it. But in terms of business, what we want to accomplish, everybody around us will shout until their fucking lungs are sore that we're doing it wrong. We should be getting this. And we're not going to work for this. And yada, yada, yada. But we don't see things like that anymore, do we? Because we don't care about monetary gain. Not really. The goal is longevity, wealth in every sense, not just monetary. But definitely with people. Because that means the most to us. And it's so interesting too, again, with the universe conspiring for us. We get this email that we didn't want to read. We thought, what the hell? And this email's just talking about value. You know, like how Blockbuster didn't see the value in Netflix. And because of it, they are nowhere to be fucking seen. People didn't realize the value of social media. And now look, everybody's fucking on it. All the time. In fact, you're a weirdo if you don't have social media, which I do not agree with, but that's besides the point. And it talks about understanding value and seeing it and jumping on the opportunity before everybody else gets on board. And that is going to be us one way or another. We're already proving to ourselves we're valuable more and more every day. And just because it's not in the way people can appreciate yet doesn't mean it's less valuable. Because we know one thing's for sure, when we're gone, people really seem to fucking realize who the fuck we are then, don't they? If the world is a stage and all of us are merely players, why not relax a little and have fun? Understanding that that doesn't mean we're not going to be working hard. There's so many things against us all the time. Perfect. We want our strengths and skills to be indisputable. What better way than by constantly being faced with our shortcomings and figuring out how to rise above it? Get around it. Go through it. Whatever it takes. Keeping our core values and principles at the forefront. Never compromising them. Because we're impatient and we want to get somewhere that we feel like we can't wait. If it's a quick remedy, most likely it's going to fuck us more in the long term. So don't do it. Learn to appreciate this fucking stupid journey. And realize that ultimately we have the power over us. Regardless of what people say and think, regardless of what circumstances are thrown at us. We will not only walk away from it fully intact, but better than we fucking ever were before. And sure, maybe we don't know prominent people yet. That's fine. All in due time. For now, we just keep fixing us and tightening up our ship, making sure that everything is in line with what we want. And when it's not, fine, ignore it. Don't worry about it. It's more energy and time we focus on ourselves, which ultimately will be for the betterment of all. And we know who our all is, but also all in general. For ours and all highest goods only. It's the only thing we allow. And in a place like fucking Earth, hell, we're basically asking to be shit on extra, extra, extra. Because that's not how it is here, unfortunately. There's more shit and negative things. Than there are of the other things. And we personally believe that, great. That's probably why we came here. To become better. To make our souls better. And even if it's just a video game, doesn't mean our consciousness can't learn some shit and be about some shit and enjoy this shit. We get to decide. Every day is a new day for us to fucking commit to what we decided years ago now. And even though we look dumber than we did when we started, probably, it's irrelevant. We will figure this shit out. Come hell or high water, or we're dead. Because those are our only options. And the sooner we get fucking comfortable in that, the easier this will get. And by easier, I obviously just mean we can have more fun with this bullshit that we hate so much. I know it feels like we're drowning all the time, especially right now. But great. We've been wanting to get better at endurance and agility. And not panicking. What better way than through this adversity? And figuring out a way to not become what we've always fucking been. Just because it's easier. Just because it's all we see. Just because everything and everyone wants to tell us that's all there is for us. We know better. Way more opportunities now than there ever were. We can do this. Make no mistake. Because the pleasure for us, we know, is going to come in the transformation and not so much the destination. That's just going to be a confirmation of everything we already fucking knew. I know it feels like we're alone, but we're not. And the sooner we can also accept that, the less we have to carry all these burdens alone and quietly and suffer in silence. Like, what's the fucking point? There's a difference between being a liability on people and just being vulnerable with them. And we're gonna fucking figure that shit out. Because we clearly cannot do this alone and good. We don't want to. We're always alone. And we love our alone time, but we don't want it all the fucking time. One way or another, bitch, this will work out. And I just want us to enjoy every fucking moment we can. Because the sooner we do, we genuinely believe that's when the real fun's gonna start. And nobody said foundational work was gonna be fucking easy or even enjoyable. Great. We know how to make fun of shit and goof around. We'll figure it out. If we believe we can, we will. So keep your fucking head up and remember who the fuck you are. Got it?